皆さん、新年おめでとうございます。This is Eva. I'd like to discuss about Trend Micro after the transformation. Trend Micro has been in the business for more than 30 years. We've been always innovating for customer cybersecurity problem based on their infrastructure change, customer behavior change, and the threat landscape change. With those innovation engine, Trend Micro at the end of 2023 will grow into a $1.9 million company with more than 7,000 employees worldwide. But I must say, in the past 3 years, Trend Micro has gone through a major transformation that's never happened before. This major transformation come from, at first, we were looking at the ransomware or the threat landscape change. At that time, we realized that ransomware has changed all the security defense landscape a lot because customer and cybersecurity company, we always look at the cybersecurity in a line items. Means that we design security based on the endpoint security, the network security, or the email security, vulnerability management. It's all based on the line items like this. But ransomware and attacker, they don't see the infrastructure like this. They see the customer's environment as a map. They enter through an email and then travel through the network, attacks on a certain endpoint, and then elevate the right into the administrator account, and then finally they ransom the whole company's operation. And even they go through that the supply chain and to ransom other customers' environment. So this change will force us to make sure we need to innovate and change our customer and think about how to do things. It needs to be a zero trust concept, which means you need to constantly monitor and evaluate the risk of the overall environment, provide the visibility, and make sure you put in your best risk management to reduce the risk being attacked and also reduce the cost when you getting being affected by these cyber threats. That's why in this environment, Trend Micro starting 3 years ago, start to move into a platform. Vision One platform is a platform for customer to have a full visibility and monitoring system for their risk management, attack surface risk management. So this platform will enable our customer to be able to monitor, seeing modernize their cybersecurity platform and able to design their cybersecurity based on risk. What is the risk? And that is how they can achieve the zero trust cybersecurity management. But I must admit that during this transformation, even we ourselves didn't expect it. This is not just a technology or product innovation or transformation. It was an overall company operation and organization transformation. It need to transform our product license technology into a platform technology company. And also our go-to market need to transform from selling user-based license to a platform consumption concept price model. And also our marketing and our sales commission need to be totally different. And how we service our customers, the organization structure also need to be transformed. So Trend Micro, after we do all this transformation, our revenue composition will change into mainly subscription business model and mainly focus on first wave of focusing on enterprise customer. Now, Trend Micro's business still have about less than 40% or 40% of the business that is on the smaller business and on construction. That is runway business. But 60% more is focusing on enterprise and platform-based security. This type of subscription will create a totally different revenue model and cost model. So I must say, in the past one, when we move to the enterprise focus and subscription-based model, it changed how when our financial report look like a lot. Because enterprise business model has two very important characteristics. One, per customer's transaction size is bigger. Second, the customer's payment tend to be more, not like the wrong business, it's more hockey stick at the end of the quarter. And because it's when it close at the end of the quarter or close at the beginning of the quarter, the post recognition revenue will have a huge difference. If you have $100, but if you close at the end of the quarter, then you probably recognize only $10. But if it's beginning of the quarter, then you recognize $30. That's three times difference. However, the cost, no matter is the salary or the commission we pay or the hardware cost we pay, does not get deferred. It's still recognized in the same quarter. And that's why during this transformation, you might find Trend Micro, whenever we do quarter to quarter, year on year growth report, you will find our post-GAAP revenue and our post-GAAP profit margin change fluctuation a lot. But actually, I think after the transformation, our business will become much more robust. And let me explain why and how Trend Micro, after this transformation, how our financial and how our operation look like. First, now our revenue are composed by perpetual license and subscription business. And as you can see, 62% of our overall company's revenue at the end of 2023 are subscription business. And our perpetual license business are composed as 33%. This transformation mainly happened in what we call value business, which is the enterprise, big enterprise customers environment. And that part of the revenue, we can see for the blue line, first one is when we sell the new perpetual license, the revenue has been declining and now it composed of 19% of the revenue. The revenue come from the perpetual license, but renewal, which is like 30% of the renewal business. It was the most profitable business, but the problem of that renewal, perpetual license, 30% renewal revenue is very hard to expand in the same customer base. That revenue has come down to now is 27%. Of the total revenue. And what is growing is before when we were doing all this platform transformation, our first year subscription business are growing. However, that business is most costly because there's cloud cost, there's acquisition cost, and the subscription-based revenue recognition make the initial cost look really high. So when you see this blue line come down and red line coming up, that's where you see, look like Trend Micro's profit margin gets squeezed. But the good news is when this subscription goes to the second year, then we're starting to see the renewal subscription and also the expansion capability of the subscription revenue. And that is that green line. In 2023, that green line now become the highest percentage of the total revenue for the enterprise business. That is 32% of the revenue of the enterprise business. And that's where the new scalability of Trend Micro's business start to appear. Although this new subscription and expansion business, we actually formally launched it on July 1st, 2023. So 6 months, but we see the great momentum. And based on those numbers, we can see our long-term customer value increase more than three times for our big enterprise. And even for smaller enterprise, it increased six times. Every average customer will spend more money with Trend Micro. And our new business, we call it the Attack Surface Risk Management, which is the overall visibility of customers' risk measurement. This service we just launched, and during this time, we see within 6 months already more than 100 million US dollar credits. That the way we count these credits is almost like one credit equal to one US dollar, and that revenue has grown over 100 US dollar. So this momentum growth shows that Trend Micro's platform way of selling increase per customer revenue, as well as the expansion capability where we can expand into new business much faster. The volume business is another story. There's 40% of them and we has been is flat, but I believe in 2024, what we see is we can use the AI to improve the profitability because the support cost can be reduced. And also we see the AI might bring a new wave of PC shipment because now the AI chips can be embedded into the PC and people can use the so-called local AI to generate much more sufficient productivity. So we see the possible business momentum come from this AI for our 40% of the volume business. So these are what we see, the transformation of Trend Micro's business and revenue and cost structure. So talking about organization, actually Trend Micro, our operation before was, I kind of call it the franchise model, where our global organization produced the same product selling to different region. And then different region were based on their operation to select different type of product that is best for them. For instance, in Japan, they sell the most endpoint security product, while in US, they sell most the Cloud One, the cloud security product. That is a different organization structure. And the organization structure, it looks like there's global with RD, product management, marketing, and then finance. That's the global operation. And then each region, they have different organization for their sales, tech support, marketing, channel management, all of different organization. That was the original Trend Micro's organization look like. But once we move to a platform, then we need to actually integrate all of this organization into a customer-centric organization. What type of customer are you? Are you a big enterprise customer, small enterprise customer? And at what stage are you in adopting Trend Micro's platform? And what is the best opportunity to upsell and expand our business within this customer? So organization need to transform into the products, the tech support, the sales, the marketing, or into what we call a web organization. Look like a circle of web organization. This is the major transformation that we've done. And you see our restructuring of the organization is not just a headcount reduction. Is an actual customer environment, our customer service and our customer-centric organization restructuring. We believe with this new web organization, Trend Micro's scalability and innovation for customer can even more enhance. So personally, I feel I'm very proud of Trend Micro. Able to do this type of transformation organization without major disruption to the business. Because most of the time, this type of organization restructuring, everybody will be saying, oh, this is my reporting line, this is my territory, and then there will be a lot of inner fighting. But in Trend Micro, that doesn't happen. We were able to do it very structurally and very smoothly. And I think that was based on Trend Micro's global culture, Trend Micro's corporate culture. Everybody is emphasizing on empathy for customer, and we will gain our wisdom and analysis from the data, real data. And finally, everyone need to be brave to make their own decision and take their accountability. We were able to achieve this type of reorganization. So at the end, I would like to say, Trend Micro, we always believe in one basic strategy, that is Hedgehog strategy from Good to Great, the book of Good to Great. A company need to integrate what they are best at, what they're passionate about, and what is their growth, innovation, those growth engine is. We believe Trend Micro, after the transformation, we still have the same passion of solving customers' cybersecurity problem. We still have the same strength in our defense threat expertise, and we transformed our growth engine from global and local operation to a platform growth strategy. So with that, Trend Micro, after transformation, we are the same Trend Micro hedgehog, but with much more robust business model. This picture is what we did, the AI contest in Fukuoka last year, and that event shows how passionate Trend Micro people implementing AI to power our transformation. So thank you very much. And please come with Trend Micro into 2024, the new transformed Trend Micro.